A Wichita area farm is in full bloom. I'm Suzanne Perez, and welcome to The Range.
Support for The Range comes from Fidelity Bank, Goodwill Industries of Kansas, and listeners like you.
Coming up, an annual competition that gives artists a time limit.
It was kind of fun to have a limitation, and those chances that happen in art sometimes can come out a little bit more.
But first, a Kichai farm known for its blackberries took a gamble this season, tilling a portion of its bramble space to plant flowers. 5 months on, and the risk has reaped fields of blooms and a new pick-your-own flower experience. Meg Britton Mellish has the story.
On a recent sunny day in Kichai, Emma Nyans and her three-year-old daughter, Berkeley, find themselves surrounded by blooms and on a mission. They've come to Eldersley Farm for...
We're going to make a bouquet. Who are we going to give our bouquet to?
Grammy.
You're going to give it to Grammy?
Yeah. The Nyans have been to the farm before, for Easter egg hunts and to buy blackberry jam at the farm's market. But the flower patch is something new.
My mom and my sister are in town visiting, and they're both in the floral and art business. And so Berkeley likes to pick flowers, and they teach her how to make bouquets. So we're excited to see that Eldersley has this to offer.
They're not alone. On a Thursday morning, more than a dozen people meander through the rows. Some are walking loops, searching for just the right bloom. Others are making a beeline to the first flowers that catch their eye.
The triumph for me is not the flowers themselves. It's like the diversity of species of flowers, but the diversity of species of human beings who are all here for different reasons.
That's Catherine Elder. She and her husband, George Elder, own Eldersley Farm. While the property's famous You Pick Blackberries and farm-to-table restaurant have been the heart of the business since it launched in 2012, the couple says each year or two brings an experiment. This year's gamble, a You Pick flower patch. George says he's normally drawn to the more productive plantings. He finds reason in farming fruits and vegetables. But after attending a growers' conference in February, he says he committed himself to a new challenge. It wasn't until July that George says he felt like he saw the sense of that decision.
And what you saw on the property was this just vibrant, almost like they were little torches, the way that, you know, the Olympic torchbearers carry them around. Like, people were carrying bouquets everywhere. And everybody was smiling. And when you see that as somebody that tries to create experiences and sell joy in the landscape, you just, like, on a really deep sense, kind of sink into, like, yeah, we hit it.
Now the land where George planted the farm's original blackberry brambles is covered in snapdragons, gamfrina, zinnias, celosia, and black-eyed Susans. Visitors to the farm can come in the daylight hours and for $9 fill a cup near to bursting with a bouquet of their own making. Catherine says even early in the morning, she finds herself side by side with some of these new visitors to the flower patch as she gathers fresh blooms for Eldersley.
I mean, it's stunning out here. We're standing in the flowers, and there's people on a picnic blanket and, you know, arranging their bouquets and little kids running up and down the rows. And it's just so magical. And the magic is to be shared.
For The Range, I'm Meg Britton Mellish.
There's more information about the Eldersley Farm You Pick Flower Experience at KMUW.org. Artists don't usually watch the clock, but an annual live art battle at Mark Arts gives a group of artists a canvas, an audience, and 20 minutes to finish an artwork. Torin Anderson sat down with last year's winner, John Pirtle, and this year's, Kent Broberg, to talk about how they tackled the challenge.
I don't know how you like to work, but I like to have multiple things going simultaneously. Yeah. Like, kind of the more chaotic, the better.
For me, it's quiet.
Really?
Now, there are a lot of abstract people that will be playing music, that will get inspiration for that, but for me, it's nothing.
John Pirtle likes his chaos, and Kent Broberg likes his peace. Pirtle's exhibition with Elizabeth Owens, titled Subcreators, is currently on display at Mark Arts. Pirtle says time management is crucial when juggling the year's coming exhibition, along with family responsibilities. Both men have kids at home. Though Broberg agrees, he also understands creating takes time.
Bit of advice is just time management, knowing you have kids, and it's just like any second you have to work is time well spent. So.
Well, and you know that paintings don't just come. You need a little bit of time to get in that creative mode.
And that's kind of where my head was at with the sketches and kind of building upon those is just if something wasn't working here, I would just try to get stuff out there.
But it's challenging finding time when they have needs.
Time away from family can be a lot to ask.
Yeah.
And so taking time away, there's always a little bit of guilt, I guess.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I would say I probably experienced a fair share of that this last year, just pretty happy about not missing a lot of that. But at the same time, it's, you know, those weekends are just precious time.
Oh, yeah.
To be logging in the hours. So.
The competition itself and the 20-minute time constraint helps shape how the next year's work is executed.
And it was kind of fun to have a limitation, and those chances that happen in art sometimes can come out a little bit more.
Yeah. I kind of discovered oil sticks and pigment sticks. Drawing is really kind of my bread and butter a little bit, and that allowed me to kind of paint in a drawing way.
Letting go of some of those inhibitions, sure. Especially... you know, my love of abstract art.
Broberg leans into his painting style as an advantage to work his paintings a little less.
You know, as you know, in art, it can be very easy to overwork paintings, to
definitely.
Do too much.
Definitely.
And there's a balance of chance in my abstract art, in chance and in planning or deliberateness.
Pirtle has about 40 large paintings with several drawings on display. Broberg is aiming to do about the same.
I'm going to do larger pieces, but 35 to 40 is what I was thinking. It was the math, and we'll see if it's right or not.
Right.
Managing an exhibit on such a tight timeline can be a delicate dance.
Organization and time management, you know, I felt I did a pretty good job.
I don't have the most organized brain, but I will. I think what will happen is I'll end up reassessing a couple months into it, how far have I gotten, and do I need to do more? And I don't procrastinate until the end.
For The Range, I'm Torin Anderson.
There's more of Torin's story on the Mark Arts Versus exhibit at kmuw.org. Before we go, a few words on moral support. My husband recently started running in the mornings. He says what he does is more of a trudge, but he's out there, and I'm proud of him. He marked a major milestone last weekend by running the I Wanna Rock 5K in Sedgwick County Park. Some of our kids joined him, and to demonstrate my support, I signed up too. I did not run or even jog. I completed the 3.2-mile course at a leisurely stroll while listening to an audiobook. Andy recorded his best-ever time that day, and when I rounded the corner toward the finish line, he was waiting there to cheer me on. Some of us opted for the I Wanna Walk 5K. Still a win, especially with that fan base. Thanks for joining us on The Range. Our producers are Beth Golay, Jonathan Huber, and Luann Stevens. Our digital producer is Hugo Fan, and Torin Anderson composed our theme music. The executive producer of The Range is Fletcher Powell. I'm Suzanne Perez, and this is KMUW, NPR for Wichita.
The fatal shooting of a teenager at a protest in Seattle has gone unsolved for 6 years.
This is open in your face. How are there no answers?
Our investigation has uncovered new evidence and witnesses who say they've never talked to police.
Did police ever call you?
Not once.
Listen to We Keep Us Safe, a new true crime series on the Embedded podcast from NPR.